everyone. I'm Amy Fisher, and I welcome you to the March 6th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Amy. I'm Matt Mullen, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast at the FreePod website, which you can also navigate to and from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on. The city is working with ComEd to replace 63 streetlights on the police department's list of areas with high crime activity. The lights have increased 149 LED wattage and will cost $374 each, including installation, for a total cost of $23,000. The streets include portions of Oak Avenue, Locust, Broadway, Chicago, State Avenue, Winneshek Street, Winslow Street, Iroquois, Carroll, Pleasant, Float, Kenwood, Frank, High, and Galena Avenues. The estimated increase in lighting program costs $5 a month in rental maintenance and less than $3 in additional electrical costs per light per month for the city contracts. ComEd staff will install the lights as soon as they arrive. Solar lighting options were researched, but while they are potentially an option for city areas without existing utility-powered lights and poles, they are far more expensive to maintain over time if existing poles and utilities are not readily available. In related city news, residents are invited to complete surveys or otherwise help point out ways that streets in the city can be made safer. Surveys are available at the City of Freeport website. In other city news, Freeport is exploring the purchase of land and easements along Fairgrounds Road for water well number 12, and surveys are now available for public input. We'll report on that in the future.
The county is participating in a project called Safe Streets for All, with five other rural Illinois counties, to identify roads and intersections where serious accidents have taken place over the last 10 years. Even though cars are safer now than ever before, fatalities and serious injuries have increased significantly. Fatal accidents are up 17% nationwide, 32% in Illinois, and 7.1% in the six-county area. 44% of the worst accidents are in rural areas involving fixed objects such as trees or telephone poles. Animal collisions represented the highest frequency of all accidents, but only 2% of fatal or serious injury accidents. Residents can learn more at a virtual public meeting event on Wednesday, March 12th from noon to 1 p.m. or Thursday, March 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. You can find the link in the print version of this episode to reserve your space at the meeting. The next step will be submitting plans for grants that will help pay for road improvements in these designated areas. Notice of successful funding is expected in late March. In other county news, June Dillman, 911 coordinator, was recognized for 33 years of service, and five sheriff's deputies received awards for outstanding results in 2024. Also, Matrix Care, the new billing and collection company for Walnut Acres Nursing Facility, currently home to 43 residents, began billing in January.
The Highland Community College Board approved an $8 tuition increase from $151 per credit hour to $159 per credit hour. The board also reported that Illinois has approved a state budget increase of 3% for fiscal year 2026, with a projected $9 million increase for community colleges. President Kaburski also reported that the fall semester represented the fifth consecutive enrollment increase since the pandemic.
Kylie Weltzen and Paige Galantine are the recipients of the 2024 Mildred F. Ferguson Nursing Scholarship. The scholarship was endowed in 2003 by Ferguson's daughter, Nancy Ferguson Seeley, in honor of her mother's contributions during her decades of nursing service to the people of Freeport. Recipients receive full tuition as they pursue an associate's degree in nursing. Including Waltzen and Galantine, 53 FHN team members have received scholarships since 2003. One of the original scholarship recipients still serves as a nursing supervisor at FHN.
A new cafe and collective will open soon in the Freeport Public Library, filling the space recently vacated by Capybara Cafe. Partners Amira Striegel and Kate Frouchy are excited to open Full Circle Cafe and Collective later this month, introducing locally sourced and organic foods to their patrons, along with educational classes focused on building a sense of community. A soft opening is anticipated even sooner, and their collective has already hosted sessions on subjects such as gardening, apple cider, sourdough bread starters, and more. Both Amira and Kate love to cook using local ingredients and seasonal flavors. Their menu will reflect that philosophy. The menu will be posted on their website and on Facebook, along with class lists. The cafe will not offer single-use disposable cups, so patrons are encouraged to bring a 16-ounce cup or buy a cup from the cafe's Husky Swap program. To start, hours will be 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. You can check out their website at fullcirclecollective.com for more details.
In other library news, bathrooms at the Freeport Public Library will soon be remodeled thanks to a $30,000 donation from the estate of Lila Harnish. The library also reported that as a result of becoming a fine-free library, about 6,000 fines totaling roughly $12,000 were erased from its records, and circulation is the highest it has been since September.
Water polo began on Tuesday, March 4th at the YMCA. This sport enhances teamwork, endurance, and overall fitness while also improving swimming skills. Water polo is open to all ages and ability levels in a friendly and supportive environment that will ensure everyone has a great time. The program continues every Tuesday and is free for members and $5 per night for non-members. Registration is required, however, and can be done by calling the YMCA at 815-235-9622.
A Gatsby Gala is this year's spring fundraiser for the Foundation of Northwest Illinois, with proceeds directly funding the Jane Addams Legacy Fund, which supports the needs of women and girls in Northwest Illinois. The gala will take place on March 22nd at the Freeport Club, but the deadline for tickets is this Saturday, March 8th. The event will feature celebrity bartender Mike Martin of Mort's Bar and Grill, as well as Mr. Ed performing live in the Hole-in-One Speakeasy downstairs, and DJ Lance providing the music upstairs. Food stations will be available throughout, as well as 1920s-era cocktails. Tickets are $50 per person and can be purchased online at www.gatsby-gala.org.
Freeport's Senior Resource Center will host a Medicare Basics class on Monday, March 11th at 10 a.m. to provide information and answer questions. All ages are welcome. You can register by calling 815-235-9777. The center is also beginning a new monthly series called Lunch and Learn next Thursday, March 13th at noon. The program will bring informative topics and guest speakers to those attending who are asked to bring their own lunches. Freeport Fire Marshal Hillary Brocious will speak about fire safety at its first session.
Next Tuesday, March 11th, the University of Illinois Extension is hosting a presentation at the Stevenson County Bureau about the Morrow Plots at the university location in Champaign. The Morrow Plots are the oldest experimental agricultural field in the United States. Led by Dr. Andrew Marganat, Associate Professor of Soil Science and Director of the Morrow Plots, the historical journey will cover how the plots have evolved over the years, how the university has adapted to preserve this vital resource, insights into the Illinois Centennial Soil Archive Project, and updates about the new alma mater plots that will research soil management practices. The evening begins with a meal at 6 p.m. and registration of $30 per person is required. Go online to the link in the print version of this episode to reserve your space, or call the Extension office at 815-235-4125 for more information.
Next Thursday, March 13th, this year's One Book, One Freeport Community Reading Project will wrap up with a free program at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Ty Rohrer, the manager of cultural arts at Waukegan Park District, will present Ray Bradbury, Waukegan's Influence on a Visionary, which tells the story of the life of the author from the time he was growing up in Waukegan to details about his prolific career. As a young boy, author Ray Bradbury was influenced by his hometown. In three books, Dandelion Wine, Something Wicked This Way Comes, and Farewell Summer, Bradbury writes of events that take place in the fictional town of Greentown, his pseudonym for Waukegan. The presentation focuses on the Greentown books and compares actual people, places, and events from Waukegan's past. The presentation will be held at the Senior Resource Center at 2 o'clock on March 13th. No registration is required for either location.
Community-supported agriculture shares are again available for purchase from the Freeport High School Student Gardens. Your purchase of just $250 for a whole season's worth of garden produce supports the garden, and in return, you will get 7 half-bushel boxes of produce during the growing season. Click on the link in the print version of today's episode to find out more and reserve your share today.
Next Friday, March 14th, the Freeport Art Museum is hosting a performance of the award-winning Taiwanese ensemble, A Moving Sound. Fusing traditional influences with a global sensibility, this group has built a worldwide following through their joyous mix of original music and dance, featuring the distinctive timbres of the Taiwanese fiddle and lute, along with transcendent vocals. The event begins at 7 p.m. with tickets $10 for the general public and $8 for museum members. They can be purchased at the Freeport Museum website by clicking on events.
There's still a lot going on in the week ahead that we haven't covered in detail, including the 20th annual Moonlight Serenade Dance featuring the Freeport High School Jazz Ensemble and the Highland Community College Big Band. The dance is this Saturday, March 8th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Freeport Masonic Temple. Tickets are $7.50 at the Masonic box office or at the door. There are two events later today that we've already covered but want to remind you about. First, remember that you can learn how you may be able to save money on your utility bills in a presentation from the Citizens Utility Board, also known by the acronym CUB, today from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Also at the library, the Journey to Freedom, Illinois' Underground Railroad, museum-quality exhibit begins at 4 p.m. Opening remarks will be given by the Looking for Lincoln program manager, Heather Freezer, who will highlight the years-long journey it took to bring this historic exhibit to life. Don't forget that the Senior Resource Center in Freeport is providing free federal and state tax counseling, preparation, and filing services for low- and middle-income senior taxpayers 60 years and older residing in Stevenson and Joe Davies counties, as well as adults with disabilities, through April 15th. We'll also have more information next week on the Freeport Mayoral Candidate Forum coming up on March 20th. This could be something you'd like to attend before voting, although we also want to remind you that early voting for the April elections for all city and village races is already available in the lower level of the Stewart Center, 50 West Douglas Street in Freeport, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there too, and we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way. While you're signing up, you can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport, and make sure you subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can always click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website or at National Public Radio partner WNIJ and DeKalb at northernpublicradio.org. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us, including our Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod, and for more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, you can visit us at freepod.org. Again, I'm Matt for Amy. Thanks for listening.